The Minister of Youth, Employment and Social Welfare, Iti Mensah, has been explaining the reasons behind the reduction of fuel prices by 20%. He has debunked speculations that government was forced to do so by the TUC. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Iti Mensah said the decision was purely based on discussions and consensus reached by government and the TUC. He explained that the directive to reduce petroleum prices is another testimony that President Mills' government is a listening one.
Government is for the people and by the people. And this decision did not even start or was not taken because the unions have gone out there and said we're going to call a nationwide strike. What happened was that when the prices were released by the MPA, the union straight away, led by the Surgeon General, engaged us that they felt that the prices would affect their members across board, and it was something that we discussed and did something about the situation. So the discussion started under the chairmanship of the Excellency, the Vice President, and all the other members of the economic management team were at those meetings. The unions were represented, various organizations were there. So during the course of the discussion, we saw the press conference on the television and then in the airwaves about what the unions intended to do. By the time that they went public, negotiations had not broken down. We still continue with the negotiations. So as of last Friday, we met and concluded late on where we thought the reduction should be. So it was a consensus that it should be reduced by the 20% points that we're talking about. And then let me say that when people have asked me this question, whether it was difficult to arrive at where we have arrived at or whether we've been pushed to the wall, and I said, no. Government is for the people. And when you have a president who listens, who will sit with you in dialogue, where we don't just stick to whatever technicalities have been rolled out there, then you are in good business. So we're not pushing anyway to reduce the prices. We try to be proactive. Not too long ago, our next-door neighbors had a problem. They increased by over 200%. The unions wanted to engage them. Nobody listened. And then at the end of the day, you saw the debt and the mayhem that was called the destruction, after which they had to go to the negotiation table. We wanted to be proactive. We do not want that to happen, because if you don't, it will come to that by all means. And I tell people all the time, when you start a demonstration, normally those who initiate it are not able to control it. Other people with their own parochial interests will take control and carry it towards a decision that you had not planned. So to avoid all these things, we thought that there was a need for a negotiation. I mean, it's not as if the reduction, the money is going to go anywhere. Government is going to absorb it anyway, again.
What would be the implications?
What implications? I mean, the implications, when you have a flip side of something, the flip side will be worse. The implication of government being adamant and allowing people to go on demonstration and cause him and destruction will be more expensive than government listening and arriving at the consensus with the unions that the petroleum products should be reduced. So, yes, there will be financial implications, but can you quantify the cost of what will happen if government does not listen to what government has done?
As the leader of the government labor force, workers were also saying that they would have preferred if salaries were rather readjusted upwards. What do you think of that concern?
When people talk this way, they don't know. We have not told you the details. The public sector workers who are on government payroll are less than 500,000. There are 476,000 thereabouts. And about 40 to 50% of all taxes that we collect to run this nation goes into payroll or salaries. Before the second spike was introduced, the wage bill was somewhere in the region of 2 billion per month. Now we are in the region of about 4 billion per month. And that is why you have problems that you have in your, like, your organization. Salaries are paid, but you don't have money for investment and that, so on and so forth. So I think that where we are now, we're talking about minimum wage, which has been worked out. And what all of us should be talking about is how we can all together help to mobilize domestic resources, where we can all be police the system. Those who have been, you know, killing, we know them. We live with them. So that is what it is.
But has negotiations stalled in terms of the tripartite salary adjustment?
No. The tripartite, we've been meeting, we started talking about minimum wage 2 months ago. There are procedures, started the process. The tripartite meets, the proposals are brought, then we go out there, negotiation starts, take our committees, we bring the details, we look at the details, and then, take it up from there. So it's ongoing. It has no negotiation that broken down. It is ongoing.
Minister of Youth, Employment and Social Welfare, E.T. Mensah, speaking to George Ankara. Still on fuel price reduction, the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antietete, says the union has not received a copy of the statement indicating a reduction in fuel prices. He says the union needs to study the statement before deciding on its next line of action. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Alhaji Tete said figures being quoted in the media are negligible, and for him, they do not make much difference.
In actual fact, the situation as it stands now is that we haven't even got the communique as has been signed by TUC and government. We haven't seen it. We don't know the contents yet. But the earlier trend was on reinstatement of subsidy. Reinstatement of subsidy is different from reduction in fuel price. So it is two different issues. And until we get the latest statement from the government or the TUC, I cannot comment very much.
What we want to know from the hindsight is whether it is possible for you to change your position if you get the communique and the communique states that, yes, 20% reduction has been directed and that you should also reduce fares. Don't you think it is possible for you to make amends?
That's what I'm saying. You don't know the size of the yam, so how do you bargain? We haven't even seen the community because this morning I'm hearing two things. Some people are saying that 20% of the latest increase and not the general cost. 20% of the general increase may not be the same like 20% of the latest increase. So until we see the communique, what actually it means, before we can comment.
Looking at the two sides of the information you have on hand, if you should get the communique and the government is calling for a reduction on the current increase by 20%, what will be your position?
On the current increase by 20%, it's nothing from 15 to 12. That is how it will be. So 50, that means 3 cedis or 3 pesos difference. It will make no difference. That is why I'm saying that let us hear or see the communique as it has been signed, read it and understand it, and we'll know what to do.
That was the Greater Accra Regional Chairman of the GPRTU, Alhaji Antietete, speaking to George Ankara. From Wa in Viapa West Region, correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab reports that passengers are complaining about the delay in the decrease of prices of petroleum products after the announcement of a decrease in prices by the government.
In spite of the announcement of 20% reduction in petroleum prices, filling stations in Wa are yet to comply with the reduction. According to the managers of the stations, they are waiting for directive from their zonal offices on the new prices. Meanwhile, some motorists continue to buy fuel at the old prices without any complaint. At the Wa Lorry Park, managers of the terminal said they cannot afford to reduce transport fares when they are still buying their fuel at the old prices. Moses Donko is the secretary of the Wa Nandom branch of the GPRTU.
We heard of the decrease of the fuel, but up to now, the filling station, they are still selling it at the old price. So because of that, we didn't decrease our fuel. Yeah, and even our regional office didn't tell us anything about it.
Some passengers are however of the view that the filling stations and the transport operators are not being fair to them. The passengers said they would have increased their prices and fares immediately if there were to be an increase in prices of petroleum products by the National Petroleum Authority.
They should be decreased. Well, 10 times is increased, they also increased. When they hear the announcement, they said they will be selling what is not getting for proof, increased fuel. So we should have to reduce the total fare.
Because we are not aware that they have decreased the fuel price. But now, next time I'm coming to Bode, I'll make sure that they reduce the price.
Reporting for Radio Ghana, Swala Abdul Wahab, Wa.